setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and you have joined a conversation about you, what you were born to do. We're talking about your purpose, and we're talking about you maxing out peak performance, great income, great impact. Is that possible Monday through Friday? Is it possible in your work? Yes, it is. And it's not only possible, I got to tell you, it's your responsibility to figure it out and to do it. Not just to take care of your family with a great paycheck, but to actually make the contribution that you were created to make. You know there's more. So this is not a lighthearted conversation. It's fun. It's exciting. It's got a lot of emotion attached to it many times as folks call in the show. But it is an important conversation because you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you were needed, and it means you must do it. So wherever you are on the seven stages, get clear. I need to figure out what it is, Ken. What is the specific type of work? Maybe you need to get qualified. I know what I want to do, but I'm not ready. I need to get qualified. What's the best way to go about it, Ken? Maybe you're clear and connected. Excuse me, you're clear and qualified, but you just need connections. Can't break through. Opportunities come through connections. Maybe you've got some opportunities, but you're afraid to take them. You got multiple opportunities. Ken, which one do I take? We get that call all the time. That's get started. Maybe you've already gotten started. Now you're in stage five getting promoted and you're not getting promoted like you'd like to be. Maybe you're getting overlooked. Maybe you've been rejected recently, or maybe you're not quite sure how to get that promotion. And maybe you're in the dream job and now you're going, Ken, I want to expand my vision. I need some insight on some options I've got, so that I can truly give myself away. Those are the seven stages. So where are you in those stages? How can I help? 844-747-2577. I want to address something today that it might step on some toes in a good way, but we've got to address it because we do get calls from time to time where I kind of start digging and I figure out, you know what? The caller, you are the common denominator in the unhappiness, in the restlessness. Sometimes it's not the weak leader, the toxic leader, or the awful environment. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's us. So let's dive into this. I think there are three ways for you to kind of do a quick self-assessment. Super simple. And these aren't specific questions. I just want to kind of cover three areas, if you will, to kind of look around you and go, is there a blind spot here? Am I the common denominator? And here's the good news if the answer is yes. This isn't to beat up on you, to call you out. This is for you to realize you can do something about this. That's the good news if you're the common denominator, because you can do something about it. First thing is, am I neglecting my own emotional, mental, and physical health? Listen, we know that stress, pressure can cause clear emotional, mental, and physical problems. You know, we've heard story after story after story during COVID of people having to step up and do things they didn't have to do before. Right now we have a work environment where some of you are squeezed. Some of you are pulled every which way. You can't help that. But what you can do is figure out, how am I going to keep myself in the game? What am I doing? What time am I carving out in my very busy life? Because you've got time. What time am I carving out to take care of my emotional, mental, physical well-being? I got to take that serious. Because if I don't, and that stress and that burnout starts to affect me in those areas, it's going to affect my personal life too. Ooh, that can take a bad situation to worse. Maybe you need to take better care of yourself and it'll create more strength for you. Or it'll buy you some time to be able to make a switch. But you've got to take care of yourself. Another thing to think about, am I actually talking with my leaders about what's stressing me out and what's kind of pulling me down, burning me out? Now, listen, I think this is a very scary thing for people. Let's just own this for a second. Sitting down and telling your leader that you're fried and burned out is scary for most people because you're afraid it's going to be translated the wrong way and they're going to fire you. Not true. If they do, boy, you needed to get kicked out of the nest anyway. But if you handle this with humility and gratefulness, say, hey, here's what's going on. I need your help. I can't keep going at this level. I want to be here. I've got some thoughts. I want your input. How can we figure this out together? I need your help. I can't keep going at this level. I can't. This is eventually going to catch up to all of us in this way. This is an adult conversation, but we are so scared of difficult conversations that we would rather be miserable than uncomfortable in dealing with these things. Have you talked to your leader and given them a chance to help you out? And then finally, how much of this is you're unhappy because you realize this isn't where you're supposed to be, and yet the idea of leaving is terrifying, all kinds of change, unknowns, it's scary, and yet you're unhappy because you won't own it and move on. Three things to think about, because you might be the reason that you're unhappy. It might not be about anybody else. And isn't it true that we as humans, we tend to always look other places? I'm not happy. Yeah, there's a cause for that. It's you, it's this, it's them, it's the environment, it's the culture, it's COVID, it's this. And by the way, we can talk ourselves into, and there's enough evidence for all of those things to go, this is why I'm unhappy. I mean, if we let it be. But you know what we don't tend to do instinctively, we have to kind of force ourselves to do, is what I suggested in those three particular areas, is to look inward. Go, wait a second. I've been moping around for a year at this place, and when I really look at it, there's no reason for me to mope. I should be thankful. I should be grateful. I've got a great company. I've got a great opportunity. I'm dealing with this right now, but this too shall pass, and I'm going to stick with it because this is where I need to be right now to set me up for where I want to be in the future. But we get so focused on extenuating outside circumstances, many of which we can't do much about. Let me give you an example. I was not thrilled that we weren't going to do a book tour. You know why? Because it's fun getting out there. But you know what? It had nothing to do with me or Ramsey Solutions. Because regional media, national media, they aren't having guests in studio because of COVID. We can't do book tour events because of the unbelievably arduous stuff that the audience would have to go through. I'm not going to do an event where everybody's got to sit around in a mask. I'm not going to do it. Guess what? I can't control that. So we didn't do a book tour. I could sit around and mope around and go, oh, I launched a book and I can't do a book tour. And I could get all down in the dumps and gripe about it and complain about it and go, this stupid COVID has made it really hard to do. What good does that do? It's all true, by the way. But I'm the problem if I fixate on that and allow it to affect my attitude, my effort, and everything else. Think about it. Are you the common denominator in your unhappiness? This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do, and we help you do it at a high level. So the income is where you want it to be, and then the impact is what you've dreamed it could be. Income, impact, money, meaning. There are 7 stages that allow you to get there. What stage are you in? What can we help you do to get to the next stage? Keep on moving up. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is the number. Speaking of moving up, 4.4 million people changed jobs in September. That's up 100,000 from August's previous record of 4.3. People are moving. It's a hot, hot time. But there's a lot of people out there competing for jobs. And I know it's a pain in the butt to fill out resumes. It takes a lot of time and effort. And you feel like you're just getting ignored because of the automated software. That's why I endorse, and I'm telling you, you need to be using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the United States because of their amazing technology, amazing connections. It's a one-click, easy process at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. One click. Upload a profile, resume, and you don't have to keep doing it. They're going to start shopping you specifically to companies that have positions that match your profile, and they give you updates. You get email updates when somebody looks at your profile, likes your profile, and asks for your contact information. They allow companies to contact you direct. It's the best way, easiest way to get hired. Did I mention it's free? Oh, yeah, it's free. Why wouldn't you do it? It's an extra resource. Duh, do it. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the best 5-10 minutes you'll spend. Do it now. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's get to the phones. Daytona Beach, Florida. Jordan joins us there. Jordan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. It's an honor to speak to you.
Yeah, it's great to speak with you. What's going on?
All right, so I am a freshman in college right now, and I am, you know, in a course of study that I really enjoy. You know, I really like what I'm doing, and I know that I'm moving in a direction that I, you know, want to be moving in. The biggest problem that I have right now is that I'm, you know, at a college where I really don't feel like I, you know, like the culture. I think the environment's a little bit toxic, and it's kind of making me miserable, despite the fact that I really, you know, like what I'm moving forward. So I guess I'm just kind of unsure of how to proceed with that.
What does the toxic environment mean to you in this college? What's that actually look like?
Yeah, so for me, it's a very, it's a private institution. So, you know, there's a lot of people that come, you know, with a very sort of elite type of attitude. You know, there's kind of like a culture of nepotism surrounding here and like career paths and that sort of thing. And there's a lot of people that sort of come very strongly with that attitude. And on top of that, right, as like a Christian, I really lack like a Christian kind of community here. Mm-hmm. It's a very small school, a very small town, that sort of thing.
Do you go to church?
Yeah, so I go to church usually alone because I haven't found sort of that group around here.
Yeah, but at the church itself, are there people that are like age or in similar ages?
No, it's kind of a retirement community, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay, I get it. But you love the course of study, and I'm assuming you value the current education.
Yes, absolutely.
How much more time do you have?
So I'm a freshman, so it would be 4 years, but I've got a co-op, like an internship that's lasting 3 semesters with Delta. So 3 of those semesters will not be here at the campus.
All right. So you did your homework when you chose this school, true?
Yes, sir.
Are there other schools that are comparable that will, you know, because I don't think anybody cares where you went to school. So when I ask this comparable question, what I mean is, you know, some of the internship opportunities, maybe some of the specific relationships that are different. So it's to me, choosing a college is less about the degree. It's more about the connections, some of the edges that they may give you that other schools won't, because nobody cares about where you get your degree. So my question is there a equal or better option in those particular areas?
So there's definitely a lot of schools where I could be studying the same thing. The biggest, you know, reason that makes me hesitant to leave where I'm at right now is that, you know, it does have a very, you know, well-recognized name in the industry itself. And so within that way, there are a lot of connections that I'm able to make at this school.
All right. So here's the deal. I'm not in any way, Jordan, minimizing what you're feeling, but based on what you've told me, unless you've got something else out there that's way more salacious, I'm going to tell you that I don't think you're in a toxic environment. You're in a very different environment. You're in an environment that you're not used to. You're in an environment that the values are largely different. You're a certain minority in the way that you think and believe, it sounds like. but it's not toxic, and you can decide what you allow to affect you and what doesn't. And so from that standpoint, I'd stay with it. What I would do is I would not accept the fact that, well, I go to church at a small church in a retirement community, then drive 45 minutes somewhere else. You're in Daytona Beach, Florida area. There are great churches with a lot of college age kids that you could drive to, and all of a sudden you've got great community. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for you to step out of an environment that is very different for you and foreign to you. And you're going to grow and develop because of that, because you are maybe an outlier, but then you can go get community in a local church and restore yourself, fortify yourself. I wouldn't leave. Mm-hmm. I hear no reason why you should leave. I don't think you're in a true toxic environment. I think you're in a very different environment, and that's going to make you better. It's going to make you stronger.
Okay.
So I know that's probably not the answer you wanted, but I think this is going to, you need to learn how to adapt. Let me just put it this way. If a young conservative came to me and said, Ken, I got a great opportunity in a school that's extremely liberal and I'm, you know, completely, outsider, blah, 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 but there's all these great things in the program here and yada, yada, yada. Should I leave? I go, no, learn how to actually get along with and understand people that think differently than you. That's a wonderful thing for you to develop over the next 4 years. Learn how to understand them. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to change your beliefs or your values, but I think if you learn to, I think if you learn to talk to them, learn to understand them, learn to thrive in an environment where you are very, very different, that's all positive. That's not a negative. Mm-hmm. So I say stay with it. 844-747-2577. Miranda's up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Miranda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, Miranda. What's up?
Hi, so I was given a call just because you talk about a lot of things that I believe in, and one of the things that I'm very nervous about and don't feel too happy is where I am in life right now with the whole COVID thing going on. Basically, like, if I wanted to expand my horizons, like trying to get a new job, I feel like that's very hard with the vaccinations going on. So I'm basically, my question is, like, how do I try to evolve when I'm not vaccinated? And when everything is basically, it feels like it's trying to require vaccination, I'm just like, I feel so stuck.
Yeah,
and I
get
feel
that.
Like I'm more and more back in a corner. I feel like the job that I'm at, like, it has its good days and it has its bad days. Like,
well, let me ask
like
you
the
this.
Previous caller.
Let me ask you this. So, are you telling me the field you're in, the only way to stay or the only way to move up is to have a vax? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, not necessarily, but they are pushing it quite heavily. And
well,
I get nervous, like, what, I don't have any options. Like, say if I've had enough and I want to go somewhere else. Like, I feel like that's going to be like a...
Well, okay. Like, I totally understand. So here's the deal. I hear it. I hear the panic in your voice almost. And here's what I want to tell you. You got to get away from feeling... And you got to get some facts, because left to what we hear on the news, what's happening in the state of New Mexico, and you're hearing a lot of stuff that makes you feel like it's closing in on you, that you're not going to be able to move up, that you couldn't move out on something else without a vaccine. And I think you got to go get some evidence of that. You got to have evidence. What are my actual options? You don't know right now. And I'm not knocking you. I'm just telling you, you can't make conclusions based on feelings. Well, I feel like this and I feel like this. Well, you know, great. I want to get some facts. So find out what your options actually are. Dig, research, ask, get evidence. Then we decide how to react. Right now, you're freaking out. You need facts. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted to get the dream job so you can work and live like very few people. Give yourself away. You're making the money and you're experiencing tremendous meaning in your work. Yes. 844-747-2577 is possible. You're one phone call away. 844-747-2577. Quick mention of something we're doing, because Ramsey Solutions, we're going to get serious about training people for work that they don't need a degree to get the job. And I'm jumping in, both feet. Free webinar for those of you that are in project management and you want to get promoted. For those of you who think, oh, I think project management is in my sweet spot. I've got the talent of communication and execution and organization. I love the work. I have a passion for researching, solving, analyzing, finishing. I am all about the results, the missional results of efficiency and solution. Ken, that sounds good. Great. Here's the deal. Thursday, November 18th, I am joining our Chief Technology Officer here at Ramsey Solutions, Brendan Wojcko, and we are doing a free webinar. It's free. It's called the Project Management Crash Course. It's going to be great for those of you I just mentioned. Project Management Crash Course. What are we going to talk about? We're going to tell you what makes a great project manager. You can get some more clarity. Different styles of project managers. So you know what's out there. You can get qualified, get promoted, and practical tips to keep on getting promoted and move up, make yourself more valuable. Text the word project to 33789 to get the details. It's free. Text the word project to 33789. Dana joins us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Dana, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Dana. What's going on?
Well, I work in the environmental field. I have a degree in environmental geology, mm-hmm. and I've been doing... I've been working, public for the last, 7 years, mm-hmm. 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like 3 to 4 years away from, being vested. Mm-hmm. And I really like where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But I've been passed over for promotion 3 times. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very happy with that.
What kind of details, kind of feedback are you getting when you're getting passed over? Anything that you can do? Anything? Or does it feel like nothing? Yeah.
No, I'm not getting any. And this last time, I really didn't get any because my boss decided to, the person who interviewed me, he decided to retire. And so when the person who stepped in as acting didn't leave any additional information, just that, sorry, we decided that not to do this. Yeah. And we knew we were going to lose one of you.
Yeah.
And so, so there was no feedback at all in regards to that one.
Okay.
And in regards to the one before that, there really wasn't any feedback either. More or less it was,
well, it's time to go. It's time to go, Dana. Right.
Yeah, but I've got 3 to 4 years until I'm vested mm-hmm. with the state, and I'm 52. And so
what's your question for me?
Retirement coming up. It's this. I don't really know how to take. I do want to go, but not from the state. I would like to get something that I feel is a little bit towards more of something I would be interested in,
which is,
I love the environmental work, but I'm finding myself not as happy as I have been in the past with it. I took a year's break, from work. Well, actually 3 years break from work to take care of my daughter who was sick.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And then my dad. Mm-hmm. And,
so you've been through it.
So, I'm sorry.
You've been through it.
Yeah. But I feel like whatever's going on with not being promoted will hold me back again.
Well,
and I don't know how to identify that.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, how can I dive in and help you? Okay. So here's the deal. I think that many times leaders won't give us feedback because they don't want to have a difficult conversation and say things that would be perceived as mean and risk whatever's going on. And I think you've got to take this opportunity to go, hey, listen, you're not going to hurt my feelings no matter what you tell me. I really need to know, not because you're promising me a promotion. I'm not asking you for this. You got to take away all these qualifiers, right, that they have in their mind. Mm-hmm. You got to say, listen, I just want to know how I can get better and be more valuable. Forget the promotion. I'm not asking you to tell me, and then I do this, and then all of a sudden you give a promotion. I just need feedback. Would you give it to me? Because I'm promising you it's not going to hurt my feelings, and I'm asking you for it. I think you got to ask. I think you got to find out.
Okay.
And let me ask you this. Do you think some of your coworkers might have some good feedback on that, not just your leaders?
I have tried to talk to the lady who was my mentor when I first got hired back on with the state about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And she really didn't have any feedback for me at all.
How is that possible? How is that possible?
Well, we work in a very, I'm in QA, and so we work in a very
isolated kind of situation.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what were you trying to step into? What were you trying to get promoted into? I have a two-part question. You got to answer quickly. Okay. So I can keep going. What were you trying to get promoted into? And then
I was trying to get promoted into a work leader status.
To lead people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you like to go into staying in the state? You're not sure. You're wishy-washy on this environmental work. What is it that you want to do? What are you interested in? If I could move you to the state, move you within state government, and I could move you into something new, what would it be that you want to do? Is it still leadership oriented?
Yes, and I want to solve problems.
What kind of problems?
Because
people problems or process problems or both?
I'm probably both. I'm very interested. My entire career, even before coming to the state and going back to get my degree, people would bring me in to fix things.
What kind of
things?
They
would have it would range more or less from, okay, we're backlogged on filing. The last person left, we can't identify their filing system. We have no idea what it is.
So that's process stuff. And so you want to move into leadership. So here's the deal. Nobody's ever truly ready for leadership. You just have to start leading. So what you got to do is look within state government, because you want to keep this retirement and all this other stuff. You got to go, where's an opportunity where the bar is fairly low and they just need somebody who can come in and love on people, but also be good at processes and understand how to help those folks do processes better. I think this is a scavenger hunt. You got to look for it. And then you've got to leverage relationships that you have within state government to where a bunch of people are referencing you. But I just don't think it's where you are. Your current department, they're just not going to give you a shot. You're not even getting any feedback. Why? Now, that's poor leadership. Mm-hmm. That's poor leadership. So you better, I still have a hard time going, well, no one can give me any feedback because I am isolated. I don't know. I mean, have you ever had a performance review?
Yes.
We got to dig. You got to dig.
Yeah.
I can't wave my pencil around right now and tell you three neat things that you need to figure out. You're going to have to figure this out, and you can figure it out, but you got to get into it and go, all right, somebody out there that I've worked with can give me some positive information to say, hey, you're good at this. If you want to lead, I think you would need this, this, and this. But here's the deal. You're in state government. You've got a lot of relationships. You need to look for openings, every opening possible. And what you're bringing to the table is you got to start learning how to brag about yourself. You got to go, here's the deal. I've been working in state government this long. This is the skill set that I have. This is the experience I have. People come to me before. I'm right for a leadership role because I'm actually good at the process stuff and solving those problems. And because I've done it so well, I know how to guide, encourage, train others to do it. That's a leader. Start selling yourself aggressively. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so you can work and live like no one else. Give yourself away. Income is there, and now it's impact. I'm talking legacy. That's what we do for you. Those are the seven stages unpacked in depth in the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. If you want the guide up the mountain, after you figure out what the mountain is, the book From Paycheck to Purpose does it all for you. So go get it, kencoleman.com. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jessica now, who joins us in Boise, Idaho. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Jessica, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I am doing the same.
Oh, well, very nice. How can I help?
Well, so I just wanted to thank you. Back in July, I called having no idea what I wanted to do, and you laughed at me because then I mentioned I was 19, and you're like, you have so much time. asked what my top three jobs would be, and I said a nurse, a teacher, or a hairstylist.
Okay.
And you said, well, all three of those things involve service. You know, with hair, you want to make people feel good about themselves. With teaching, you want to teach people how to do, you know, what you can do, or, you know, teach them a certain subject in school. And then with nursing, you want to make, like, you know, you want to keep people's health in line.
Yeah.
And so I went home that day and I was like, well, like, thanks, Ken. You helped so much. Now I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I like kept getting this feeling that I needed to text these people that I know who own a gym.
Yeah.
And so I called them and I'm really good friends with them. And I was like, hey, do you guys need any like trainers or office admins? Like what is your situation? Like, how are you guys dealing with COVID? And they're like, we have desperately needed somebody and you'd be perfect. And so it wasn't even like an interview or anything. Like I walked in and they're like, here's what we need you to do. Like, we need you to train these classes. We need you to, you know, kind of work all the back office, the marketing. And it could not be a more perfect job where that involves all those three things.
Wait a second.
And I
Wait. You telling me you were a little frustrated at me because I basically confirmed that all three of those would be a good fit for you. And you wanted me to just tell you, like the voice of God, hey, Jessica, this is what Ken thinks you should do. That's what you wanted me to do.
Exactly what I wanted you to
do. Yeah, well, guess what? That's not my job. My job is to help you see it. But are you telling me that you were a little frustrated? So then you went, all right, well, Ken would probably tell me to reach out to people I know. I may have in the call, but you sent one text and an opportunity came to you. Are you telling me that's what happened?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Mm. Kind of crazy.
What would you tell people, Jessica, about connections and how important the relationships we have are to getting us where we want to go since you've just experienced it? Why don't you teach for a second?
Well, I'd probably have to say that it is just about the most important thing, because if I did not know those people, or if I was too scared to reach out to them,
yeah,
or if I, you know, didn't do anything that you told me to do, I would still be sitting at home wondering what the heck I should do and probably be crying every night because I did not listen to Ken.
Jessica, this is Ken. You did everything the right way and you did it all. I think you have something to say to me now since you had a bad attitude the last time we talked.
I am so sorry, Ken.
No, I'm kidding. You're amazing. I'm proud of you. If it takes me pushing you and making you a little frustrated so that you realize you got to dig, then that's my job. And you did it. And that's why you're the hero here and you're the rock star. You're the poster child for the Ken Coleman Show today. Because listen, you did it. And now listen,
I did it.
You're 19 and you're doing something you love and there's no stopping you. And you'll keep climbing the ladder. You know why? Because you've experienced the type of work that you love and you will continue to do that work and grow and develop. True or false?
True. And you want to know something even better?
Oh, this is getting better. Tell me, Jessica.
So I've been going to this gym since I was 12 and I just barely turned 20. So it's been long 8.5 years of me, you know, being with these people.
Yeah.
And they've been wanting to open more locations and I'm getting ready to move. Mm. And so when I move, I'm going to be opening my own location.
What? Joe, can we get some applause, please? We need to be cheering right now. Way to go, Jessica. You're moving up. You're getting promoted. And you're smack in the middle of stage 5. I mean, we're talking.
It feels so good.
You can see the dream job from here, can't you?
Oh, yeah. And I literally cannot be so more excited. Yeah. It makes me so happy to think about.
Well, now I'm super excited and super happy because we got a 20-year-old freaking rock star, folks. Jessica, you bet. I believe in you. You're going to do incredible things. And I don't want you to forget, Jessica, that all this work you'll do in transforming people's physical and emotional lives, it's life-changing. You're a life changer. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Putting the juice back in your Mondays, this is the Ken Coleman Show. You're going, what in the world is he talking about? I mean, how many of you listening right now honestly get fired up on a Monday morning? I mean, really, because I think when I say that, I honestly believe, I'm willing to be transparent. I think a lot of people go, dude, I literally, you're out of your mind. I don't think it's possible. It is possible. I get the juice. I get the juice every morning when I get in the car. Every morning. And some days, I don't have as much juice. Can we be honest about that? Some days I have a shot glass of juice because, I mean, I don't feel good. Tired. I need to refresh. I mean, that's real. Some days I got myself a, trying to think of the size here. I'm trying to have some fun with this. Some days I have a Slurpee size. You know what I'm talking about? Just kind of your standard Slurpee. And then I'm going to stay in the 7-Eleven zone because I grew up in Virginia where there was a 7-Eleven on every corner. Some days I got the big gulp juice. Some days I got the super big gulp. Yeah, that's a lot of juice, Joe. And then some days I got the thermos. And then I got the big giant jug. What do you call it? You take it to the soccer game for the kids? What is that thing called? A cooler? Yeah. You know, you see where I'm going here? It's different days. I mean, that's the deal. But you know what's going on here? Even on the days when all I have is a shot glass of juice, that's all you need. That's all you need. You know why? Because you got to love the work. You got to care deeply about the results of the work, and that keeps you going. You know what I'm saying? This whole phrase, by the way, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. The reason I talk like that, because that's how that sounds to me. When I hear somebody say that, they mean well. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That's horse, you know what? That's garbage. Because I love what I do. Ask anybody that works with me. And I work my freaking butt off too. Why? Because of passion. It's about love. It's about love. In my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, there's a section in the very end of the book that's called For the Love. And I go, that's what it's about. It's for the love. You got to love the work. Jerry Seinfeld once said in an interview with Howard Stern, he goes, Howard Stern was going, you know, Jerry, you and I, he goes, we're great because we just work harder than everybody else. And Jerry goes, classic Seinfeld. He goes, no, hey, Howard, you're wrong. I love Seinfeld. He doesn't matter. He was like, no, you're wrong. And Howard goes, of course I am. What is it, Jerry? And Jerry goes, it's love. It's love. He goes, you loved radio. You loved being on a mic. So those early years in radio, when nobody was doing what Howard was doing and he was getting rejected and fired every other station, he kept doing it. Now, you don't have to agree with Howard's style, but get the point. Jerry was saying, you loved that microphone being on. I know what he's talking about. You could roll me in right here to the studio and I could be on death's door. And Amanda and Joe and Alex are laughing because they know it's true. You could roll me in here in a hospital bed and turn that mic on, turn the camera on, and I'm going to step up. Am I right? Y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
You would bring the juice.
I would have the juice. I wouldn't even bring the juice. The juice is there. But Joe's right. He's seen me do it. How many times in those early days, Joe, did you see me do a show when I was very sick?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Now, here's the deal. What causes that commitment? It's not discipline. Jerry was saying, Howard, you're wrong. It's not discipline. It's love. Love is the engine, Seinfeld said, and success and commitment and all that other stuff. Those are the cars on the train. You got to love the work, and you got to care deeply about the result. That's why I teach passion and mission as those other two parts with talent, passion and mission. You got to love it. And so that's what will give you the juice, not just on Monday, but every day. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Sarah in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Well, Sarah, I got the juice. You know that. What's going on with you?
Well, I am calling today. I'll give you a little bit of a background. I was home with my three kids during the pandemic and are finally all back in school.
Oh.
Yes. So I have time on my hands mm-hmm. to put more marketing and networking and go to all these events for my business. I have a indoor air quality testing business for about 5 years now.
Okay.
And my question is, it takes time to get the jobs in. I don't have a source at the moment where I'm getting, you know, where I have like five jobs a week. That's what I would like to get to. I have a graduate degree in health administration with no experience. So my question to you is, do I continue to push and market for my business that I've had for 5 years now? Or do I put that on the side and get some experience in healthcare? I know there's lots of companies that are hiring now, and do I do that, you know, full time so I can start making money?
All right, question for you. If you had 5 to 10 clients a week right now, kids are back in school, you got more time than you've ever had, and you were getting somewhere between 5 to 10 clients a week coming to you, and then you were converting those, whatever that looks like, would you be calling me?
No.
Why? Why wouldn't you be calling me?
Because, well, it would be bringing in money, so I wouldn't have to, I wouldn't have all this time on my hands right now.
Okay, let me try to throw a curveball. Maybe it's not a curveball. You tell me. What if you had the 5 to 10 leads coming in a week, you were converting those and so on and so forth, and I called you and I said, Sarah, I've got a great healthcare job for you, great salary, great benefits, in your lane. What would you do?
That would be fantastic. That would be great because I wouldn't have to look for leads. I would have something available and I could start working.
So you're telling me, what if you didn't have to look for leads? What if you established yourself and the leads were coming to you organically through word of mouth?
That would be great.
Well, but you're not answering my question. I gave you two great options. Which one would you choose?
Which one would I choose? Oh, that's a good question.
I know. That's why I do what I do. This is the $1 million question. If your business was rocking, because I believe you can get it there. Do you believe you could get your business to the point where you're not having to spend a lot of time hustling for leads, but those leads are repeat business or they turn into a referral business? You understand what I'm saying. You understand your business better than I do. If that thing is doing very well, and I give you a great healthcare job, salary, you enjoy the work, benefits, yada, 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 but you had to choose, which one would you choose? Tell me right now, your heart's already answered it. What's the answer?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, no, it would be my business. Yeah.
Oh, yay! Yeah. All right. So, Sarah, there's your answer.
Right.
And the reason I did that, I want to explain what I just did real quick.
Okay.
Because I want you to know, I got your heart to a place where your heart had to answer, and your heart answered. I love how you said it's already answered. I knew it had. Here's why I did that. If you don't follow your heart on this, I believe you'll go get a healthcare job, and it'll be a good paycheck, and it'll have good benefits, and it might even be a good place, and you might even enjoy the work, but it won't fulfill you. It won't give you other flexibility and other options that this home-based business, this thing you started a while ago, can give you. I think your better future is working for yourself, and your heart identified that. I didn't. And so I don't want you to take the good and pass up the great. I think you'll always be wondering what could have been with the business. So I say go for the business, hustle, build it. And if for some reason you don't do it where you want to do it, doesn't get to where you want to go, or you change your mind, the healthcare works is always there. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Get after it like only mama bears can. I want you to mama bear this business, get it going, come up with lead incentives for your current customers, past customers. Go build this thing. You do you. That's what it's about right there, folks. Always the heart test. Hey, I got to get out of here. Remember this. You matter. You do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.